Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Officer Cheryl Ding Dang.
And I'm ready to be ding danged. And you'll know what that means about midway through the episode.
It's not really y'all. It's me, Allie Clayton.
Oh my God, wait, you tricked me.
This is a fun one we got today, y'all. We're just being goofs. We're talking about sex. We're talking about shows. We're talking about officers of the law. We're talking about our live show at the Lyric Hyperion on February 10th at 8 p.m. with Danielle Perez, myself, Ever Maynard, and Solomon Giorgio. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be a great time. You know we're going to have merch. And you know we already, it's going to be four people having a rowdy time, plus y'all.
Ooh.
Gonna be a great time.
Producer Neil will be there.
Will be in the house. Neil will be in the house. I feel like Neil is a celebrity. Neil is Officer Cheryl Ding Dong's Ding Dang Sheriff's. Neil is Sheriff Ding Dang. Lieutenant Governor Ding Dang.
You're going to see how funny that is when you listen to this episode, y'all.
Beautiful wife. Beautiful wife.
Ugh, beautiful wife. All right.
Anyways, gay. Stay gay. You're gay.
You're gay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
All right. Hey, Allie, how's it going?
I have been sick, bud.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I just got like some weird sinus thing. So I got like a prescription nose spray, and I lost my voice for like a little bit, and I was like really scared because this gig is really big tomorrow. But
Allie, tell us what you're doing.
I am the host of the Brooklyn Variety Ramble, which is a new live country music show that is going to be the last Sunday of every month at the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York. And yeah, there's a live house band. There's me. There is some amazing, amazing artist.
Allie, you're also in Times Square.
I was in Times Square. They have like a huge ad for the Brooklyn Variety Ramble in Times Square right now. And so at one point it just pops up like really huge, hosted by Allie Clayton.
Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Look at...
Damn, Allie. Rougemont, Carolina to New York Times Square. Oh, man. Yeah. I think we're both waking up. I woke up at like 11:15 this morning. I never sleep this late. And y'all, we record at noon. It's 12 p.m. So I woke up...
Y'all, it is 3 p.m. here. And I woke up 15 minutes ago.
Y'all, we are waking up together.
I said,
we're going to change our podcast, look, waking up together.
The time difference, there may be a time difference, but I'm not getting up till Ever is fully rested.
I sleep like a little vampire.
I do too. Really, I do.
No, sometimes when I'm being bad, I'll sleep on my side. Ooh. But then I was like, uh-oh, I got a little breakout. It's gone now, but... Oh. I was like, oh.
A lot of people sleep on their sides or their bellies and stuff. I can't do it.
Well, I used to do it all the time.
Okay.
I think also, like, I usually change my sheets a couple times a week.
I'm dang, like that's that. Nice.
I can't not have clean
that's how
sheets.
You know you got that free laundry.
I got the free laundry. The dryer barely works, but I don't care. I'll dry something for 3 hours. Sometimes it takes 2 hours to dry a pair of sweatpants.
Nice.
I'm using up that energy.
Do it.
I'm using it up.
I mean.
So yeah, I started sleeping like a vampire. because of top surgery. You couldn't, you have to sleep on like, pillows like this. And now I'm like, put my hand over my chest like that.
I just sleep like that because I like my tits just to point straight up. I'm just kidding.
That's real.
I'm just kidding.
No, no, you're not, Allie. That's the one thing you get. That's the one thing you get about on this podcast. All the shit we've learned. I've been last night and then this later this evening, I'm hosting for Sarah Silverman again. It's at the Irvine Improv, which sometime last night we kind of all realized it was still Orange County, which listeners, if you don't know, it's a very red county in Los Angeles. Mm. It got a lot of Trump supporters. It was really fun. It was really silly. The second show was so much fun. And they're all sold out, which is fun. But Allie, like, I'm sure you can relate, like, the room is very cavernous, mm-hmm. and the ceilings are really high, and it just goes way back.
Yeah.
So, like, the laughs are kind of, like, staggered.
Yeah.
In a way. But yesterday, I told this joke, and something was like, don't you fucking tell this joke here. And I was like, I'm going to try it anyways, because why not?
Do
it's
it.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
You know, like, if the audience, and they're all there for Sarah. I was like, I'm going to try this out. And it's been working here in LA. But I tell this story about how there's a new butch cop in Temple, Texas.
Oh, is there really? And that's exciting.
Yeah. And I've seen her and I can't make eye contact. Like, she's butch. And I'm like, okay, like, I feel like a little beta dog. I'm like, I can't, you know, yeah. like, I just bow my head. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're the alpha. Like, it's exciting, you know, like, it means like the county is changing and there's progress. And, you know, my dad and I have a relationship, like, you know, he's very loving and supporting. And he was like, well, you know, buddy, we got ourselves a lesbian cop. And she's a tough looking woman, I'll tell you that. Beautiful wife. Beautiful wife. So I was like, okay, where are we going with this? And he was like, buddy, I saw her at the day after Christmas sale at the Macy's. She had her hand on her guns. And I walked up to her and I said, ooh, how you doing today? How you doing today? I forgot her name, uh-huh. like Officer Ding Dang.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Officer Ding Dang. And she goes, I'm just waiting on somebody to mess up. To steal from the Macy's in Temple, Texas.
Is she the just security guard or is she just like,
she's a cop.
She's just a walking cop. Around the Macy's like, somebody fuck somebody. With me.
Yeah, someone's going to fuck up. Someone's going to try to steal a pair of Perry Ellis shoes.
Officer Cheryl Ding Dang is on the case.
And I was like, so, you know, that's like Officer Ding Dang. Officer Cheryl Ding Dang.
Damn, we're funny. We should be comedians.
I gotta write that down. Officer Cheryl Dean. I like that. It's got a nice ring to it. All my notes are they don't make any sense in my phone, and I'm always like, no, I'll figure it out. And it says Cafe Trees, Psychic Wines, a stocky king with calloused hands and wavering credit, ? So Officer Ding Dang is, you know, waiting on somebody to mess up so she can shoot them in the Macy's.
Yes, go
just,
on.
You know, it's December 26th, you know. I'm ready to shoot someone. I've been with my family and they're driving me crazy. And so, you know, kind of the joke is like, well, she's gay, so she's on the team, but she's a cop, so she's not on the team.
Yeah, tricky, tricky,
and then
tricky.
It's like, well, you know, people contain multitudes. Cops can be lesbians, and lesbians can be cops. And, you know, the way I tell it is a little different in LA and other places. It gets a pretty good laugh.
Yeah.
And everybody was on board with me all night. And I was like, they'll get it.
Yeah.
Everybody's buttholes got real clenched. Uh-oh. And that was like my, I was like, I'm going to try this as a closer. And I was like, I can't bring
Sarah up to this. I can't.
Well, there was a guy, her boyfriend is also featuring.
Oh, Rory. Hot.
Hot. And I was like, I can't bring them up on dead air. And I was like, y'all, it feels as uncomfortable up here when I looked my father in the eyes and said the word, my breasts. I'm having my breast removed. And it's like, I was like, y'all go home, look your daddies in the eye and say my breasts over and over. And that's how this moment feels right now. Confusing, uncomfortable. And we don't know why I said it. And then they got back on board.
Oh, that's good.
And I was like, yeah. So I think today I'm going to walk around and see if I could figure out another punchline.
Well,
for that joke.
My main question is when you were describing the officer, did you call her Officer Cheryl Ding Dang?
No, Officer Cheryl Ding Dang is something we just created
okay,
together.
Okay, so I'm going to say add that definitely. Okay. That's gonna add a level of silly.
Yeah, Officer Cheryl Ding Dang.
Silly, but yet seems very true.
Yeah. I'm from a real Czech part of Texas. Czech German.
Yeah.
Let me run this by you.
Okay, let's hear it.
We're using today's episode as an open mic so I can be ready for Sarah Silverman tonight.
I'll practice my introductions of the country artist next.
Okay, great. So I was kind of like free writing today about how I'm like a butch person and it makes a lot of people uncomfortable, like a lot of straight people uncomfortable. And I just don't care anymore. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, you know, I look, you know, there's the, I was kind of trying to write like generic jokes for this crowd.
Be you, baby. You got to be you.
I got to be you. I got to be Officer Cheryl Dean. So, you know, it's like, you know, in a crisis, you know, you look for a butch because like XYZ, like. And also, we have the emotional intelligence you wish your boyfriend had.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got to write something down.
Ding dang confidence. Get it in the notes.
So the premise is, you know, like, hey, like, I'm a butch presenting person, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then, you know, I'm butch, I'm a masculine presenting person, I'm non-binary, but even I can't keep up with the lexicon and, you know, the things, the phrases, the identifiers. And I want to say somebody called me an MOC and I was like, you mean a POC?
That ain't you.
And then I go, you can tell? Because I'm a quarter Native American on my father's side. Because white people, we love to be different.
Oh, we love it.
Love to find something special about us. And we love to say, my people. You know what I mean?
I mean, if I could actually read properly, I'd be like, who am I really? You know?
Well, I did find out.
What?
I am a quarter Native
American. I know you are.
And that's my whole identity right now. But that's a funny joke, right?
That is funny. That is funny.
I'm trying
but
to
But what is an MOC is what I keep thinking.
Oh, it's a masculine of center person.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I learned that one before. I forget them. I forget them.
See, you forget them. You forget them.
I'm not very good at acronyms.
Remember the other day? I'm not very good at what's a noun and what's a verb.
Well, Mossy was confusing on that.
And now, see, that's just, I guess that's just one of those things that it depends on how you use it.
Just depends on how you use it.
Some verbs can be nouns and some nouns could be verbs, but they're all part of the grammar. Some lesbians can be cops. Some cops can be lesbians. And it's all
some of them have real hot wives.
Can you imagine? That's my dad's qualifier. That's his quantifier of like a person. Tough looking lady, beautiful wife. Beautiful wife. I was like, yeah, I know that dynamic. I've been to a Dave and Buster's. You see the ugliest men in a Dave and Buster's,
really do.
The hottest wives. And they're all wearing sweatpants with their dicks on the girlfriend's back. So like holding them.
Yucky.
I only know this because I had to go to like a Dave and Buster's.
And somebody put their dick on your back?
No. like they're hot. They're hot. I'm going to start referring to them as females. They're hot females. That's it.
That seems wrong. That seems wrong.
And they're like very attractive women in like maxi dresses or like full makeup. Mm-hmm. And I was so confused because their boyfriends were like in sweatpants.
Yeah.
And they had that pube beard. What? Where it's like stringy and kind of silky like pubes.
What?
And they were like holding, they would stand up behind their girlfriend.
What is
and
a
like
pube beard?
Waist. You know, like where it's like a little patchy.
Oh, just a little on the bottom
string.
There.
Yeah, and then it's, you know, sometimes it's over here, but they can't grow it out in the
yeah,
hair.
My dad had one of those.
Silky.
Yeah.
He's got a pube beard. I don't want to hear about this.
My dad did have a pube beard. He doesn't have one anymore.
I don't want to hear about this anymore. We already know your daddy pees sitting down. I can't hear any more about your daddy's privates.
Did you? I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the daddy episode.
I've been getting a lot of people, the like on a scale of like one to high pony, how many ponies is this?
Yes.
Your survey? And people are like, this is like 18 ponies in a circus.
Daddy killed it, y'all. But you did notice, and I didn't bring it up, and I don't know if I've ever brought it up on the podcast. My dad clears his throat constantly.
No, you've brought it up.
Okay, brought it up, and like people might have known because my friend, hilarious comic, Rena Calm, was like, every time he clears his throat, I just die laughing. But like she's met him in person and knows him. So I'm like, oh God, did I not set that up?
No, you've definitely told this before. No.
That's Captain Jess.
That's Officer Ding Dong. Cheryl Ding Dang.
Officer Cheryl Ding Dang.
Cheryl Ding Dang. I got to patrol this Temple Mall. We got to Bath and Body Works. I think now the Macy's is closed. A Dillard's. We got a Planet Fitness in there.
Ah, in the mall. Fancy.
I don't know about that.
Well, I know. I don't know if it's...
I like to have a little window or something.
To look out of when you're working out?
Yeah.
Or for people... That'd be kind of weird, you know, if people are just like shopping in the mall and looking at you on the elliptical. That's a little
no,
weird.
No, on the outside. Oh. Not on the inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, do you see another joke in there about like all cops... Cops can be lesbians, and lesbians can be cops. There's something there.
Yeah, there's something there. I wouldn't close with it.
Absolutely not.
Put it in the middle, not. Man.
That was a rookie mistake.
Newbies go
that.
In the middle. Newbies go in the middle.
I know that, and I knew that too. I was like, "Don't. What are you fucking?
You're
doing?
Feeling as bad. You're feeling like I'm gonna shake it up.
I was feeling like I'm gonna shake it up. And I shouldn't have.
Well,
I feel bad about
that. Well, how's Sarah Silverman? Is she very nice?
Sarah is so nice and so sweet. Aww. And very kind and really silly and very welcoming and great skin.
Ugh.
Great skincare. Sarah V.
I can't wait to get real, to have a lot of money and be able to be like, oh, this cream, it's made from snails and it's $700.
It's Sarah V.
Sarah V.
You know, the big chugs?
Yeah.
The big chugs. The big containers?
Uh-huh.
She said, I use CeraVe and like whatever little, the little oils. What are they called? The serums?
The serums. Yeah, serums.
She's like, whatever. And I just
it's
put
all
it in CeraVe?
CeraVe.
She said, most of it is CeraVe.
Okay.
And I was like, damn, I'm going to do that.
Hell yeah.
Why not? Sarah Silverman does it.
Yeah.
Sarah's really kind, really funny, very welcoming. very like open to.
And who's the talk boyfriend?
About. His name is Rory, and he was the runner of The Daily Show.
Oh.
He's like cool. He's cool as hell. Nice. And he also is on like, I think he show runs another late night. I forgot what it was. But he's such a great, talented joke writer and performer, and just like a really nice guy as well.
That's lovely.
I think that's why I got in my head. Because too, like, I was texting, you know, our friend Beth, and I was like, I really feel like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
Because I'm very loud. I'm very, like, dumb. I like to talk to people. And Sarah Silverman is iconic and has her own way of delivering. And she doesn't really move around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got in my head where I was like, I hope they don't think I'm a good writer. To be honest.
You just said, I hope they don't think I'm a good writer.
I hope they don't think I'm not a good writer.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
And I think I started feeling really insecure about that. And I've never really felt that way before. And it was interesting to experience because here I am, like, I'm working with one of my heroes. I clearly, like, worked hard to get there. I know that I'm funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hope they think that the caliber of what I'm saying is up to par. You know, like, mm-hmm. And I'm not like a Daily Show writer. And not that they would, and they were so sweet. They were like, oh my God, that was really funny. You know, and I was just like projecting that onto them.
How many shows did you do?
Two.
Nice.
And then two tonight.
Nice.
I think they're about like 500 at each show, maybe more. I'm going to look it up right now.
You don't have to be like them ever.
I know, but you know what I mean?
You're ever, and that's what makes you special. There's nobody in the world like you. And that's true for you, Ever. Nobody is going, oh, do you know that? Oh, no, it's actually this one. Nobody's confused and Ever Maynard with anybody else.
Thank you, Allie. I needed to hear that.
You're welcome.
Because I was like, oh, man, like, I want to be doing this. I want to have okay, here we go. Yeah, so it's 500 patrons a night.
Cool.
So anyways, no, I appreciate that. Like, I don't know. I feel like nobody's like you, Allie.
Thank you, friend.
You're vibrant. You got a great personality. It's big. It's funny.
Thank you, friend.
Mm-hmm.
Man, friend.
Tell me, friend.
It's like our last weekend of officially living together.
Oh, Allie, that must be very hard.
It is. I did. I moved all the big stuff. All my big stuff is out.
I saw you're moving the Beanie Babies out.
Yeah. That was really actually very funny. It's a ginormous, like, vacuum seal bag.
I saw that.
Full of Beanie Babies.
I saw that.
And I'm like, I'm just not ready to let go yet. Okay. I still got to do my nude photo shoot. And now I don't have a girlfriend, so now I have to find someone to do a nude photo shoot of me.
Allie, you know, you are a Times Square dyke now, okay? You think you're not about to get your boots licked?
Thanks, friend.
I know it's hard, because too, like, the first time, yeah, for me at least, having sex with someone after a breakup, it feels jarring to me.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
You know? Yeah.
I feel...
Yeah.
And just like, because I've never had sex with anybody else sober. She's the only person I've ever had sex sober with.
There are a lot of sober queer events, Allie. And if you want, we'll go with them here in LA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you need me to leave the premises, I'll leave the premises. You can have sex in my house.
I'm okay. I'm good. Thanks.
If you want to have sex in my house,
too much pressure.
Can, Allie.
Too much pressure.
Allie, I will leave the house.
I actually would feel a lot better if you were there. So.
Okay, y'all can sleep in the bed. I'll sleep on the air mattress.
I actually would feel better from having sex for my first time sober if you were just in the other room.
Yeah. You probably would feel safer and more supported. I'm like, go, Allie, go.
Don't get in your head. You're screaming stuff from out of the door.
I know. The first time I had sex with someone new, I was so in my head, because like we were like showering together afterwards, and like I'm a pretty stocky person, and I was like very aware of my body. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know if I could shower with someone. That seems very intimate.
It was incredibly intimate, and I was like, I don't know. I was like, okay, sure.
Like, it's like, I need to wash my butthole thoroughly, but like, I just met you.
I know. I was like, you know what? Whatever.
Like, my armpits need a good scrubbing.
Oh, always.
Always. And my belly button. I got to get a little soap. I told you. And put my pinky in it.
You have to. I didn't know that people didn't like that.
Y'all, okay, listeners, if you are not squirting some soap in your belly button and taking your pinky and wiggling it around in there.
Or
if you're not winkling it around.
Winkling it around.
Giving it a good rinse. You ain't living your life right.
And like, I did that once. First time of showering with a partner.
You winkled your finger?
No, because we were washing each other's bodies.
You said, don't forget my belly button.
I didn't even think about it. I put my finger in her belly button. Because it was like an automated thing. I was just like scrubbing
up in her.
And she was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's so jarring. Don't do that. Unless your partner's like, please get in my belly button.
Get in my belly button.
Please winkle around in my
It's like my belly it's button. Like fat bastard, but just for belly button. Get in my belly button. Showing her age on that reference.
Honestly, this my favorite guy at the whole shows last night. He was wearing a Goldfinger shirt.
Nice.
He sat in the front row. He was cool as hell. And he was one of those audience members that repeats the punchlines.
Love that.
To like his friends at the table. And he was on board, man. He was so cool. He made the night so special. Goldfinger, if somehow you found me on Instagram and then you clicked on this podcast, you are the dude, man. He was so cool. And then he'd be like, oh man, Sarah, that's funny. Oh man, Sarah, that's funny. And then he started quoting Dude, Where's My Car at me. We just had a moment where it was just him and me, and like nobody else could hear him. And I'm like, he's quoting Dude, Where's My Car? I was like, I haven't seen that in ages.
It's such a like great but also hilarious and awkward experience when there's an audience member that is technically heckling because you're like trying to do your jokes, and but they're like yelling your own material at you, and they're like so happy and like love it so much. Like there was this really drunk lady in Chicago. I think I mentioned it, and I was talking about titters on stage, and she was just kept going, show me them titties, show me them. And like, she was just so drunk and so into it. I was just like, yeah, man, fuck yeah. I hope somebody shows you them titties tonight. What? That's your mom you're with? Maybe not her.
Great.
But somebody.
Great.
Show me them titties.
Me them titties.
Show me them titties.
Titties. Oh, friend, I think that when you're ready to have sex again, you might find that you like it more sober.
Well, I've had sex. Wouldn't that be nice? I've had sex sober.
Well, with somebody new. I'm trying to be Nina. This is what Nina would say to me.
Nina is Ever's therapist.
Nina is my therapist. Who really helped me through a bad breakup.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, friend.
Because she helped me reframe my thinking. Mm. And she was like, well, wouldn't it be nice if this? And I would be like, oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be nice if you're like, ooh, achy-chachy. And this, like, this person is like walking. Okay, so we're at a queer bar, yep, Allie, yep, yep. And a lot of sober nights. I'm so excited. There's like places for sober queers here now, and like a lot of really cool mixers, and like, you know, there's one party where you can like wear something, like they give like indicators for people, like single, taking, looking, here for fun, here for friends, so, you know, like little stickers. Mm-hmm. And as I'm saying it, it sounds like I'm like being triangles. And she, yeah, she has really great times. But okay, so you're visiting, and mm-hmm. we just finished our Y'all Gay live show February 10th at the Lyric Hyperion with Daniel Perez and Solomon Giorgio.
Yes.
And tickets are only $12, and we would love to see you there. So we've just finished.
Yeah.
And your adrenaline is through the roof.
Yeah.
You've just killed it. We've just had a great night. Mm-hmm. And it's like, let's go to this sober party.
Yeah.
Or this queer party.
Yeah.
And we show up, and maybe in the audience, there's
which first of all,
like,
I just want to say thank you to everyone at the show. That if everyone is like, you know what, this was so great, let's go to a sober party. Wow, that's really nice of y'all.
That's really great, and y'all, people are already buying tickets, so thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
Like, this is really
keep
exciting.
Keep them coming. Let's
keep them coming.
Let's sell it out.
Let's sell it out, baby. Okay, so we've just finished, and we're all hanging out on the patio, and you see just this hot person, and you're like, oh my God, like my spurs are spinning. Whew. Like you're like, oh my God.
I got a tickle in my muscle.
Yeah, and your voice gets like this, because you feel ravenous, and then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, we're all going here. Do you want to go? And you're like, oh my God, we were already going there. So you go to this party, and then you and this person really hit it off. And then they take their hand, and they push your hair back. And they go, oh, you got your earring stuck in your hair. Like Bette Porter and Tina Kennard.
Yeah.
Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, I do.
So this person's... You're Tina Kennard.
Okay.
And then they... brush your hair back, and then they go, why don't you give me the other one, and I'll give them back to you in the morning.
Ooh.
And then so then you go home to their house, and it's really clean.
Oh yes,
it's a really clean house. Nothing turns me on more than clean baseboard.
Ugh.
I love it. A dusted shelf. Like yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And their house is so clean, and they smell really good, Allie. Mm. And then you have the best sex of your life.
Oh.
Next best sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Best sex. No, best sex. You're going to have the best sex of your life.
Yeah.
So far. Because then after that, the floodgates are open, and you're like, baby, I'm back in business. And then you go to another show, and guess what? There's another hot queer there.
Whoa.
And you're like,
they're after me.
Yeah. And then, but this time you're the Bette Porter. And you walk up to them, and you're like, I own an art gallery in West Hollywood.
It's all Lisa Frank. I own a Lisa Frank art gallery.
And right now we're doing a special exhibition of Lisa Frank Beanie Beanies. Why don't you swing by my Airbnb, and maybe I'll show you sometime. And because you're visiting, right?
Yeah.
You're visiting from New York.
Yeah.
And then my house is the Airbnb, and I just sleep in my truck. So I'm there.
Yeah.
But they don't know that I'm there. Okay, my imagination is really going out of control. I don't know where some of this is going.
I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm yes-anding. I'm
you're
following
in for the
along.
Ride. Yes. Yes. Does that sound good?
I'm really worried that the first time it really happens, I might cry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that experience too.
Did you cry?
I teared up a little on the walk. Because it felt like I was cheating.
Yeah.
But also, like, I had sex like 2 weeks after a breakup.
You did?
Yeah, which is very unlike me.
Wow.
But I let it happen.
Okay.
That's what it is, Allie. It's
just
like
let it happen.
Okay. And it happened organically. And, you know, I think that was really nice. Like, I didn't put any pressure on it. I was like, if it happens, it happens. And I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, you know what? No, go for it. Have sex.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. And rip that Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's okay to cry afterwards or, like, you know, when you have a moment and you're releasing that.
Now, here's something I was wondering. During a breakup.
Right.
How do you decide who gets what dildo?
For me, it was always who purchased them. Mm. And then in my younger days, I would throw them out. I'd be like, I can't. It's disgusting. But it's like, no, dog, just boil it. Just put it in a dishwasher.
I put mine in a dishwasher, man.
I don't have a dishwasher, so I boil it like a little dick soup.
I'm about to not have a dishwasher, so I guess I'll be having to make some dick soup.
And I boil it 15 minutes on one side, because I don't have a big enough pot.
How big is your dildo?
Well, it's like, it's a normal size dildo. But
I'm going to get you a pot, submerge it. I'm going to get you a pot so you can fully boil your
boil my dildo. No, I think it just depends for me who bought it.
That's what friends are for. Okay. Yeah.
And you may find you would want a fresh start. Mm-hmm. You know?
My mind is saying yes. My bank account is saying not quite ready for a fresh start.
Some of y'all may not know, but like some of these bad boys are like $150 and up.
They're
so expensive. I bought one that was like a dual density. It was supposed to be like real. Like, and it is the worst dildo I've ever. I can't believe my mother would be. My mom can never listen to this podcast. This is like the prudish Christian in me. I was like, I can't talk about dildos. But it's,
and I'm like, in 1994, my mom brought an open dildo to Christmas.
Allie, can't talk about that. So, Cheryl Ding Dang might arrest us. So, also listeners, if you're a cop, thank you for your service, but mm-hmm. also we're all a little scared of you. Mm-hmm. We're all a little scared. And it's like too floppy. It was like firm core, and like it's the same brand as my other one.
You call in and be like, hey, yeah, I wanted a really realistic one, but this one has erectile dysfunction. So.
Yeah, and it was like kind of, and I was like, does that feel good? Because there's no way it felt good. And she was very politely like, let's use the other one.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I was like, I spent $200 on this dick.
We started using a glass one at one point, and it's nice.
I have like a little one that's curved weird. Huh. And I've never been penetrated. Mm-hmm. Maybe like once or twice. So I don't like that.
Yeah.
But for what I've heard, it's pretty nice. Hmm. Aren't you afraid of it breaking?
No. It's meant to withstand.
Okay. It's meant to withstand. How much are those? Can you get them at like a, whenever I think of glass dildos, you know, when you walk by a bodega?
Yeah.
Or like a gas station, they have all those pipes.
Yeah. I don't know how much it was because one of Melody's listeners that owned a sex shop sent it to her. So I guess I got to get me a new one.
Yeah, that one goes to Melody, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, when that couple got divorced and they had the court separate their beanie babies.
I heard about that.
You're going to have to do that with your dicks, with your dildos.
Mm.
I call them my dicks.
Hey.
So Some people call them dildos. It's all the same.
Toys. Some people call them toys.
Toys. Mm-hmm. Toys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I started using a leather strap, and it's been a game changer.
I've never had success with any kind of strap on. I've tried them, and I just no success.
Oh, Allie. So I used to wear spare parts. Listeners, it's getting real intimate today. We went from Cheryl Ding Ding, Sarah Silverman, to now y'all are learning a little bit too much about me. But I used to wear those spare parts.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, so is the quarter Native American joke funny, Allie? The POC MOC?
Yeah.
Or don't use it tonight.
I mean, I wouldn't use it if you were on a reserve, but I mean, I don't know.
Because it's funny because white people, we always.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm clearly not Native American. I'm a white person.
Yes.
But.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
You know.
I think do it.
Every single, especially out here in LA.
Sorry, I can't focus though, bud, because you were just telling me something about what?
Oh, strap-ons. Thank you. Okay. Sorry, I got a little distracted as well. See, I'm getting in my head about tonight already again. And I'm like, mm-mm. No, go take a walk. It's going to be a nice night.
It is.
It's going to be really fun. You know your set's funny. Anyways, so there was this, and maybe some people like this brand, but it's called Spare Parts. And they have different types of strap-ons. Okay. And one is like a boxer brief. And one of them was like a weird Velcro belt. Huh. And it was like supposed to be kind of like, I don't know if it was like created by lesbians or whatever. And like the first time I used one, my partner at the time was like, no, we're going to use this. This is a good brand. So I bought it. It wasn't very good. And after that breakup, I threw it away. And then I started dating again. And this is like early to mid 20s, you know? Yeah. And I remember like using it, and it was always like coming unvelcroed. And then after a few washes, like shit gets stuck in the Velcro.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you couldn't control it.
Yeah.
You couldn't control what you're doing, really. So I started using this, I think it's called, I'm gonna look up this brand, but it's like a leather harness. I think they have vegan leather as well. Mm. It's been the best strap-on I've ever used.
Nice.
Been the best harness.
Yeah, we tried the like shorts ones, like the little briefs.
How?
And then we
this
tried
one,
another.
You can put it right on your pelvis bone. Full control.
Nice.
And all my friends, hi, that listen.
Yeah.
It's no surprise I'm a top.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay, so you use the boxer briefs.
Mm-hmm.
How did that work for you?
Not well. It didn't work well.
Okay. Why?
Well, yes, the thing's flopping all around the place. It's, you know, there's no control.
I also want to find, I wish we had like a Skims. Because sometimes when I got a little belly, sometimes when I put it on, it's like my little belly.
Oh,
it's
like, you that know, is when you true. Wear a belt too I remember tight. Feeling like that too, yeah.
I'm always like, don't look at me.
But let's be honest, I'm a bit more of a bottom.
Yeah, you're a bit more of a bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You are. Are you ever a top? We've never talked about this.
I would say more of a verse. Like, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I really love to eat pussy. I really love it. And so I don't know what that makes me.
Oh, that just makes you
and a good person.
I love a good person. You know, a public servant, an officer.
An officer of the cooch.
Officer Cheryl Ding Dang, beautiful wife. Beautiful wife. How do you think she got that wife?
She gave her a ding dang.
She gave her a ding dang.
She gave her a good ding-danging.
She's got a got ding danged. I gave this girl the best ding dang last night. I was ding danging this girl.
See, and I was ding, like, dang, ding, here is dang, a ding, dang,
ding, ding, dang, ding, 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 dang, ding, 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 dang. Here is a verb. Mm-hmm. Okay, what are you excited about
for
new sex? Do you want to talk about that, new sex wives? Being intimate with someone. This is how Nina would help me. And we don't have to talk about that if you don't want to.
Oh, we can. I think, like, when you're in a relationship for a long time, you kind of fall into patterns.
Yep.
And, like, I used to really, like, and I do, I still do, I, like, love dirty talk and stuff.
Oh, my God, I'm filthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. It's because we're the same. We have all the same astrological chart except for one thing.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Yes. But
I'm not shy about it.
Yeah. So I love the dirty talk, okay, so. But like early on in our relationship, Melody just like made like a silly comment, like, you know, kind of making fun of me and like, but it was a joke and like, but it really got in my head and I just completely stopped. Like I couldn't get out of my head about it. Mm-hmm. So I guess like, I'm gonna get back in there.
Oh my God. I dirty talked during a new partner, a little one-nighter. Oh. And I got in my head because I was like, is this too much?
Yeah, you know, how do you start with that?
Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? This is who I am.
Yeah.
And then, you know, afterwards, showered and I got in her belly button. I was like, you've just been ding-danged. No.
But I like for people or someone to be gentle with my body. Like,
yeah.
I don't.
You like to be caressed and finessed. And you deserve to be caressed and finessed.
Yeah.
You're Tina Kennard.
Yeah.
You're a princess. You deserve the world.
Like.
You're licking your lips right now. You are lost. I'm just thinking like.
I don't want to be majorly pounded, you know?
Oh, I hope it doesn't sound like all I'm doing is like pounding. I'm not a Cheryl Ding Dang. I'm a little bit more intuitive than that.
Okay.
No, but even with like, there's a time and a place for dirty talk. Mm-hmm. And if it's not a dirty talk night, that's okay.
That's okay.
But you can still dirty talk gently, I found.
But I love this. I love when somebody takes their hands like this and just mm-hmm. smacks my tits. I'm kidding. But if you like that, that is fine. I just needed to see Ever's face when I said that personally.
I was like, yeah, okay, Ellie. I will say, like,
if sometimes if I have sex and my tits aren't bruised, like,
something's wrong. I'm disappointed. I will say, like, that is one thing I do. Like, sometimes I have nipple sensation and sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. But I do miss that with after top surgery, but my scars are really sensitive.
Hmm.
So I was like, oh, that actually feels quite nice.
Well, I'll remember that when we have a tickle fight.
What? No.
What?
You ain't tickling me.
Yes, I am.
You are not coming to my house.
Best friends
to tickle
have
me.
Tickle fights.
No, no.
Best friends have tickle fights. Damn it. I'm sad. You
better get in my belly button. Okay, well, what else are you excited about? You know what I'm excited about?
What?
When I was like, you know, when you're sleeping with someone new.
What?
They don't know all your sexy clothes yet.
I don't have any.
okay. Well, they don't know that yet.
My sexy clothes are my naked body. I don't get it. Why do I need to spend $200 for a piece of lace?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I buy nice little boxer briefs and I feel sexy, it's not for that person. It's for me.
Okay.
It's like, I'm not buying it for somebody else. I buy it for my fucking self. I'm not saying you need to buy it, but maybe instead of thinking of I'm buying this, you know, buying this for this ding dang, you're buying it for your own fucking body and how you feel good in it.
Well, I did have this little thing.
You got great tits, Allie. Get yourself like a fucking hot ass bra.
All right.
I used to wear a mesh bra from Calvin Klein mesh bra. And it hit my nipples just right. And I felt so sexy every time I wore it. Nice. And it was not for anybody else. It was just for me.
Nice. Okay.
So maybe, you know. But I cut you off. You have what now?
Oh, there's this like red lacy thing that Melody, I guess, used to wear years ago and then gave to me to like wear. But I like gave it back the other day. I'm like, I can't wear this with somebody else.
No, that's weird.
That's weird.
But if you buy it yourself.
But if I buy it myself.
That's different.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, currently in the budget of like moving and everything, I don't have a lot of space for that right now. But
yeah,
maybe at some point.
Also, if this is, I didn't mean to make you sad if I did.
Because I'm poor. We've known that.
I finally got my unemployment benefits in.
Woo.
No, it's instead of being direct deposited, it's on a Bank of America debit card that's been expired.
What the fuck?
I know. I finally got it. And then this morning I was like calling whatever 1-800 number. And then I was like, oh, I can't get it because this card is expired.
Dang, man.
I got ding danged.
Oh, do you want to?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I was just thinking. So Melody broke up with me November 20th. I have not shaved my legs or done any maintenance to my undercarriage.
No.
Since the breakup. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking it's just a lot now. Now it's just a lot to work with. I should just go get a wax before LA.
Allie, get a wax.
I have a package and I have some left on it.
Get a wax. Okay. I got a haircut before I went to New York.
Yeah.
I felt so good. I think that's what gave me the confidence.
Okay.
Yeah, Allie. Do it for you.
Will we be doing any swimsuit things? I don't know how hot it is in California.
No, it's cold right now.
Okay.
We might go to a hot tub.
Ooh, I love a hot tub.
That would be nice. Now, that would be nice.
All right. I got to get a wax to get to tub.
You got
to
get a wax.
All right.
Allie, you're a good looking woman. You're about to have an ugly officer wife. Tough looking woman. Beautiful wife. I was like, Dad, you can't.
But what your dad might see as tough looking, I might see as boy.
I have long hair right now. I'm trying to grow it out. And by no means is it long.
Ever means to the top of their ears.
Yeah. But I haven't had hair this long, like 5 or 6 years. And I don't know if I can handle it because I feel very effeminate right now.
Do you?
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, I like the way I look.
I was thinking more like 90s boy band. Hold on.
Oh, I like that.
What was that? I'm a little congested. 90s boy band.
90s boy band. No, I used to have like a Devin Sawa look.
I know.
And I trimmed it. And now I'm like, I wonder how I would look now with no breasts. Little thing. I'm trying to get back at the gym. Allie, I spent all this money in personal training. You know, I had a good summer. I had a great winter. And now my pants are tight again. And I'm like, oh, I don't
have the budget to go get new pants. I've been thinking about doing this TikTok trend. You heard of this shit? You get
what?
You put on a pair of jeans that are too tight. And you get in the shower with the jeans on. They get wet. And then you walk around in them for like 30 minutes while they're wet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, do some.
That's an old cowboy trick. That ain't new.
Well, they're doing it on TikTok. And I said, hey, I got a couple pair I might try it with. But
I'm like, well, take it out the washer wet. Put them on.
Then they ain't slopping. That's a good idea. That's what I was concerned with. I was like, how am I going to get in the shower, walk around with these slopping jeans?
No.
Good idea ever.
That's a cowboy trick.
What'd I do without you?
Yeah. I love you.
I love you, Cheryl Ding Dang.
I'm sure Officer Cheryl Ding Dang and her off time.
You know what? I feel like Cheryl Ding Dang might be fucking sexy.
Cheryl Ding Dang is very sexy. That's the thing. She was so sexy, I couldn't look at her.
Wow.
I was like, you're a good looking person.
Nice.
Yeah, what my dad sees. But also, like, I think it's my dad's way of being like, I see that you're a masculine presenting person. I want you to know that, like, I think that's cool. And here are other people that I think are cool. Does that make sense? Like, he's just like,
yeah.
You know, like, hey. Being supportive in its own way.
That's so sweet.
You know, I love my dad. I love my mom. Very cool people. Very lucky.
I love my dad. I love my mom. They stress me out. I still love them.
That's okay. yeah, I think Officer Cheryl Ding Dang, you know, she walks in that house and she's like a stripper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had to audition as a firefighter.
She takes the bullets
and I felt
out
sexy
before she enters the home because she knows she's going to flip that belt off and give it a swing.
I was like, where are you going with this? I'm not talking about hostage role play. No, Allie, no. Yeah, she walks in and she's like, bow, bow. What's that Genuine song?
Oh. I know exactly what you're talking about, which is so irritating. My pony. Rider. My pony. My saddles. Waiting. Jump on it. My pony. That is it. That's exactly how it goes.
And I'm sure she drives that fucking Dodge Charger onto the fucking front yard, does a donut.
Turns up Genuine. Gets so out, hits her gun like this, all the bullets fly out, takes off.
And her good looking wife is like, oh my God, what's happening? It's Magic Mike. Officer Ding Dong, Ding Dang kicks in the door. Rips off that bulletproof vest. Mm-hmm. And it's like, ride it.
Hot song. Very hot song.
My pony. Could you imagine being aroused? I mean, writing that and feeling so aroused? You don't just write that.
Mm-mm.
Unaroused.
No. He wrote that. His dick was straight up.
Straight up.
Pin out.
He was
dick
like,
up.
Dick up. He was like,
that's how you write a song.
Like that? That caliber of a song?
Yeah. You got to have your pin out and your dick up.
There's no way. No way. He was like looking in a dictionary for like synonyms.
Yeah. He said, you don't need them when you can add a wow to everything. My saddles waiting.
Do you think it was just like a bass chord that was going, or do you think it was a synthesizer? Because I love the idea of somebody playing bass.
I think it was a synthesizer. Like,
ooh.
Yeah, I said it.
Wow, Allie.
Thank you.
We uncovered a lot today.
Yes, we did.
As always, we took this podcast on a wild ride.
Bud.
Yeah?
I see you so soon.
Oh, yeah. You're flying in. Saturday.
Saturday, I fly to, it's 1 week from today, bud.
Yeah, I'm picking you up in the Bronco.
Ooh.
Riding my pony.
That's what you better be blasting when you pick me up.
I will. You're going to be in San Francisco Sketch Fest.
Yes.
Having the time of your life.
Yeah.
Which is going to be incredible. You're going to have a lot of fun.
I'm a little nervous about going to the after party by myself with, and you know, I'm not drinking and everything. I get real nervous about that stuff.
Oh, it's going to, it's, I'm they're fun.
Worried people won't think
it was
I'm
really
fun.
Fun. No, a lot of people are sober. There's a lot more sober comics than you realize.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. And there were always like non-alcoholic options and nobody was weird. And
okay.
It was really cool. Where are you staying?
A hostel.
Nice.
Man, it is so expensive in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even for like the deal they were giving the performers, it was almost $200 a night.
Mm-hmm.
It and I'm wild. Like, but I can't drop $400.
No. So. But go there because they do have snacks.
Oh, I am definitely going there.
They perform. And there's like a nice coffee. Well, you can't drink coffee.
I can drink cold brew.
Yeah, they got a little cold brew machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, go there. It's nice. It's fun.
Yeah.
Allie, you're going to have a
Did
blast.
Did you stay and at the hotel? Was it nice?
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Yeah. Maybe next year. But
too, like, you can hang out and see other comics there.
Yeah, and the place I'm staying isn't that far. I'm actually staying in something called a pod. They have,
I heard about those.
Yeah, they have, like, a regular hostel thing with, like, just dorm room type style, which I've done plenty of times in my life. And then they have, like, a private room, which I couldn't quite afford. And then they have this thing that's, like, a pod. And there's two pods in, like, each room. But it's, like, you know, you're separate when you sleep and like you can put your things in there and like lock it. And
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe cool. I'll feel like I'm on a spaceship. Might be great.
It probably will be great.
I just keep thinking to myself, I don't need it to be so great because I need to be out doing things.
Exactly. Exactly. And you will be. All right, friend. I'll see you soon. Oh, and listeners, thank you so much again for all the reviews. It really helps us out. We love reading your comments on the post and getting your DMs, especially about the Chobani oat milk. Thank you for that hot tip. It's real creamy, so I can't wait to try it. Officer Cheryl Ding Dang, I'm in awe of your prowess. Salute to you. Pins out dicks up to you, Cheryl Ding Dang. I mean, I was like, hell yeah, this is a butch person.
Nice.
I wanted to impress. I needed Cheryl Ding Dang's approval.
You got it.
I was like, show me your tactical force, officer.
You know she can do a good front roll into a gun pull, too.
Oh, yeah, but she don't need to.
She don't need to, but she can.
She's Officer Cheryl Ding Dang. She can if she wanted. Well, listeners, again, we are having a live show February 10th. That's a Friday night in Los Angeles, California at the Lyric Hyperion. Tickets are only $12. It's going to be performances by Solomon Giorgio, Danielle Perez, and we're all hanging out, shooting the shit, recording a live episode. It would mean the world if you came. And it would also help us get future dates, which is something really exciting. We're going to have merch there for sale. We have some really great tote bags that came in.
Yes, our new tote bags.
So I'm excited about that and excited about the shirts. And Sally, oh my God, Sally, our listener in San Francisco came out, wore y'all gay shirt. So Sally, thank you so much. And I told Sally to come see you. Also, like, if you have merch, like, take a picture, tag us in it.
Yeah, yeah.
We would love to repost. Like, we would love to see it out in the wild.
Sending out another bunch of merch on Monday. I was going to do it today, y'all, but I've really been sick.
And you got to get ready for the boot scooting.
I got to get ready to boot scoot tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Allie.
Well, friend.
You're gay, and you're going to have great gay sex.
Friend. You are gay, and you are already having great gay sex.
Friend, you are gay,
and
you are going to have a great gay wax to have a great gay sex.
Thank you, friend. Friend, mm-hmm. when I walk in and I tickle you, I'm not going to tickle your scars, okay?
Friend, when you walk in and I tickle you, I will tickle your belly button.
It already makes me giggle.
Hey, this is an intimate look into our friendship, y'all. Anyways, thank you so much for listening and have a great day, Gay Wads.
See you later. You're gay. Bye.
You're gay. Bye.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay?
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled babbel.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.